Biology 1 Revision, Part 3. Scientists are continually developing new drugs. When new drugs are devised, they have to be extensively tested and trialled before being used. Drugs are tested in a series of stages to find out if they are safe and effective. New drugs are extensively tested for toxicity, efficacy and dose. Stage 1. Drugs are tested in preclinical trials in labs using cells, tissues, and live animals, but not humans. Stage 2, the clinical trials. There are three phases of clinical trial. First of all, involving just a few volunteers who are healthy, so that if the drug is toxic, it won't kill very many people. And also that they are healthy, so they are more likely to fight off any problems. If it works okay there, then it goes into phase 2 clinical trials. So we did tens of people in stage 1. We're now doing hundreds of healthy volunteers in stage 2. And stage 3, we are now looking at working with people who are suffering from whatever condition we're trying to treat. And we're trying to find the optimum dose. In phase 3, thousands of patients are tested upon. In testing, double-blind trials are used in which the test group is split into two. Some people are given a placebo, so that's just a sugar pill with no medicine in, and others are given the actual drug. Neither the doctors nor the patient know who has received the placebo. That's why it's double blind, and only the technicians that prepared the doses will know, and the data will be collected after the trial is complete. This is because if you give someone a pill and tell them this will make you better and they believe you, it will make them better even if it contains no drugs. And that is known as the placebo effect. One of the drugs you need to know about are statins. Statins are used to lower the risk of heart and circulatory diseases. This is because they remove cholesterol from your system. Drug testing is now so strict because of problems we've had in the past. Formaldehyde is a drug that was developed as a sleeping pill. It was also found effective in relieving morning sickness in pregnant women. Formaldehyde had not been tested for use in pregnant women. Unfortunately, many babies born to mothers who took the drug were born with severe limb abnormalities. The drug was then banned. As a result, drug testing became much more rigorous. More recently, formaldehyde has been used successfully in the treating of leprosy and some other diseases. You should be aware of the effects of misuse of legal recreation drugs, such as alcohol and nicotine. You should understand that the misuse of the illegal recreation drugs, ecstasy, cannabis and heroin, may have adverse effects on heart and the circulatory system. Cannabis is an illegal drug. The smoke contains chemicals which may cause mental illness in some people. The overall impact of legal drugs, prescribed and non-prescribed, on health is much, much greater than the impact of illegal drugs, because far more people take legal drugs than the minority that take illegal drugs. Drugs change the chemical processes in people's bodies so they may become dependent or addicted to the drug and suffer withdrawal symptoms without them. Heroin and cocaine are very addictive. There are several types of drug an athlete can take to enhance their performance. Some of these drugs are banned by law, and some are legally available on prescription, but all are prohibited by sporting regulations. Examples include stimulants that boost bodily functions such as heart rate and anabolic steroids which stimulate muscle growth.